One of Eskom's two power generating units is being switched off today, and when it comes back into commission in about 4 or 5 months' time, then the other one will be switched off and have things done to it. Chris Yelland, energy analyst and MD at EE Business Intelligence, joins us now on the line from Johannesburg. Hello, Chris.
Hi, good afternoon to you and your listeners.
What's the state of the system at the moment? I mean, how much more fragile does having a full unit's power from Coburg taken out of the system?
Well, first of all, to say that the system status varies from day to day, even from hour to hour. And it wasn't long ago, just a couple of days ago, that I saw a message on Twitter from Eskom saying that the system was very tight and to please switch off all non-essential load. So, yeah, it depends on the day, it depends on what goes down, but the situation generally is we are in a situation where we have regular load shedding, intermittent, of course, not all the time, but it's with us all the time in as a possibility. So we had last year the worst year ever in terms of load shedding, and it looks to me that this year is going to be even worse.
So having one unit, because Coburg has been pretty reliable over the last year, so having, how much is it, Chris, remind me, the
Per 920 megawatts per unit. And I just want to correct you. In fact, Coburg has not been reliable this last year at all.
Oh, okay.
In fact, one of the units has had an availability of about 60%. So,
which in South African terms is bloody good.
Well, it's lower than some of the coal power stations, but it's quite high compared to some of the worst coal-fired power
stations. But I mean,
it's well below what Eskom would want out of a nuclear power plant.
But I suppose the bigger point being that the zero availability of 920 megawatts does bring load shedding a lot closer to us.
Yeah, so look, let's just say Coburg is going to be without 920 megawatts for about a year. And that means that the power station itself, the whole power station, is going to run at an availability factor of about 50%. Okay, now that is below Eskom's average at the moment. Okay, so it's going to serve to pull down the average, whereas if Coburg is performing well, it would hopefully have a energy availability factor well above the average and would help to pull the average up. But this year, he's going to be pulling the average energy availability factor down and thereby increasing the probability and risk of load shedding.
What's happening at the moment and what's going to happen with the other generator when this one comes back online? Is that just the normal servicing, or does that have to do with the lengthening of the life of Coburg by replacing the steam generators? Are they separate processes, or are they processes which are kind of happening at the same time?
Now, look, there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors about this because the National Nuclear Regulator has not yet given the green light for the replacement of the steam generators and the reactor head of both Unit 1 and Unit 2. But nevertheless, the shutdown is taking place today. There are some processes that still have to take place, like the removal of the fuel assemblies in preparation for a refueling. That's going to take place before the major project, which is the life extension project and the plant modifications associated with that, take place. So that's only likely to start in about 2 weeks, and Eskom is hoping that within those 2 weeks it will get the green light from the National Nuclear Regulator. But to answer your question, there is one shutdown in which Eskom is planning to do a number of things. Firstly, refueling. Secondly, some more regular maintenance. And thirdly, the replacement of the three steam generators, which is an extremely complex project. And finally, the replacement of the reactor head, which is also a complex process. So it's a sequence of activities that are happening in a single shutdown that is planned to last for 5 months. A normal regular refueling and maintenance shutdown that would normally take place, every 18 months or so, lasts for a much shorter period of time, like 6 weeks. So this is 5 months. So this shutdown is anything but regular. This is something that's never been done before on Cuba.
So what's your level of confidence in the fact that in the possibility that the unit which is taken down today will be back online in, say, 5 months' time?
Well, Eskom, I would say, they told me that they are anxious but are confident. Anxious because it has severe consequences for South Africa and for load shedding if it does not come on stream. But they say they have done their planning properly. But I just want to caution, without being alarmist, that the manufacture of steam generators is running about 2 years, even more late at the moment, and had to restart from scratch. You know, they started the project in China, in France. They sent these, they couldn't do the job there, quality problems. They flew them over to China to carry on. The Chinese took one look at this and said, no, let's scrap this and start from scratch. They were irreparable. So what I'm really trying to say is that these kind of delays have already happened on this project, delaying this project by a couple of years. So it's not impossible that they could run into some unforeseen problems on the installation. However, Eskom say they've done the planning carefully and meticulously, and they don't expect problems. But you have to sometimes, consider the unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, Eskom has conceded itself, and André de Ruyter has conceded that there's been a significant loss of important skills from Eskom over the years that we know so well. Mm. And some people have taken that and sort of gone into a space where they believe there isn't a single person left at Eskom who's qualified to go anywhere near a nuclear station, and that we're just a millisecond away from a nuclear meltdown. I suspect, well, I'm pretty sure that level of fear is exaggerated, but is there any reason for concern about nuclear safety during the 5 months or 10 months or 18 months, however long it takes to get all of it done? Is there reason for any concern around safety?
Look, there is always reason for concern around nuclear safety. That is why we have an independent nuclear regulator that does nothing else but provide oversight to Eskom's activities to ensure that this is safe. I have no doubt that the moment the nuclear regulator who oversees this whole process sees any level of lack of safety, they will shut down the power station irrespective of the economic consequences. That is how serious one has to take these matters, because although the risk, the probability of a nuclear accident is very low, the consequences are truly enormous, to the extent where no insurance companies can insure against the consequences of a nuclear accident. And remember, they are in the business of risk, and they cannot take that risk. It is too big for them. So they can't insure it, as left to governments to self-insure. So one's always got to be concerned about nuclear safety because of the consequence of an accident. But that doesn't mean to say that the probability is high. The probability is low, the consequences are high, therefore the risk is not insignificant.
Chris, thanks very much for sharing that with us. Chris Yelland, energy analyst and MD at EE Business Intelligence.